This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It may soon cost more to buy a house, a car, or many other things. The Fed's expected to announce today that it's raising interest rates, maybe 0.75 percentage point, as it fights inflation. President Biden's approval ratings are plunging because of high inflation. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Inflation's at a more than 40-year high, and the president says taming it is his top economic priority.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
But he notes the economic recovery is strong, with big job growth and healthy unemployment.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress.
Telling a union audience in Philadelphia, he's looking to rebuild the economy around workers, trying to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly drawn blue-collar voters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is now telling U.S. oil refiners we need more gasoline and diesel. He's telling them their profits have tripled as Americans wrestle with record-high prices at the pump. This morning, gas is $5.01 a gallon. That's a new all-time high, says the AAA. Two police officers have been killed in California in a shootout with a gunman who was also killed. It happened at a motel in El Monte, a suburb of Los Angeles. Interim Police Chief Ben Lowery.
Believe me, they were loved. These two men were loved. They were good men. They paid the ultimate sacrifice, serving their community, trying to help somebody.
He was heard there on KABC-TV. Police say the officers were responding to a call of a possible stabbing at the motel. More than 100 million Americans are being warned to stay indoors if possible as a heat wave settles over states stretching through parts of the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes and east to the Carolinas. High humidity is adding to the challenge. This is AP News. In Switzerland, 25 people have been treated for burns after walking on hot coals. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency services were alerted to injuries at a private event in the Ohl Peninsula on Lake Zurich on Tuesday evening. The Zurich Canton State Police say in a statement 25 people were given medical treatment at the scene and 13 were hospitalized with more severe injuries. Investigators have started a probe into the circumstances of the incident. There was no immediate word on why people at the event had walked over hot coal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Airline fares are up 47% since January, and they're higher than they were before the pandemic. Prices for U.S. flights in May were 30% higher than for the same month in 2019. There's a dip in bookings. Bookings fell almost 2.5% in May compared with April. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.